Yantzim in Pei Zayin, when the middle of the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotn Tazran, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from where Sivkotn Taz starts in the Mishnah Brura. Datim HaKavuyim BaKaiso. It means you have like a shelf that's sticking out of a wall. Shekoyzen Palitze, a bank, or you have a bench that's sticking out. Half a pi shegvoyim asara tvochim, even though they are 10 tvochim high, ve'ev she'afilu roichem abo tvochim, and they have a width of 4 tvochim, ve'havi rishus la'atzmai. That means in we had a halacha that if Tzoya is not in his reshus, so it's permissible. So if you have a shelf that is sticking out and its height, it's 10 tefachim from the ground, but there's no mechitzas on it, so it doesn't have a Tzoya's reshus, or you have a bench that is 10 tefachim high, and there's no mechitzas from the bench to the ground, so it's not considered a different reshus. It's considered you have tzayim the same reshus. V'chein shulchan shalonu, we have tables showing them al raglayim, that they're standing on thin feet. She'ein b'rochbon arbo tvochim, it is not 4 tvochim wide. Half a pi she'ein gevoyin asor tvochim lehave mechitze. That means in order to get a din of a different reshus, we have to have an area that is 10 tvochim tall. At the same time, it has mechitzes, which are 4 tvochim wide, and that makes it into a different reshus. So that's what he says. So we have a mechitza lahafsik. Oit kosav sham. Another case that it doesn't have a teiras mechitza. A graf or yefilu meiraglayim hoimet beintano lakoiso. This is a mirdik echidin shibin zarai. We had a similar loch in simen on hay sifyotes. We have here a furnace or an oven, and behind this furnace and oven is 10 tvachim tall by 4 by 4. That means so it has its zicher chelik reshus bifnei atzmoi. And behind this tunnel, there's tzaya. So lechayra halachically, or meiraglayim. And this is part of the cheder that has a tunnel, a furnace that warms up the house. So afal pi shatano mafsik, the kivendu mitashmishi habayis botel legabi habayis. Since a room needs a furnace, so this is considered part of the room. Amir dikechidish, so it's not chaylek reshus bifnei atzmoi. And the chayodim means a raya to this din we had in simen nun hay. We had a bimeh. Shliach tziba bateva v'tisha b'beis ha-knesses mitztarfen. That means you had a bima that is 10 tvachim high, and the shliach tziba is standing on this bima, and it's dalet. So it is considered part of the shul. It's not considered that the shatz is in a different reshus. Because since this is mivneishi b'teva l'gabi b'beis ha-knesses, a shul needs a bima, so it's not considered a davar nifra. So here he's saying the same thing, that a room needs a tunnel, so that cannot be considered as a hefsek between the Kairei and the Tzoya the Mezaglai. The Chain Kol Kiyotzeb is a something that is intrinsic chelik of the room. There are other kelim that are there which do not necessarily belong in this room. Then it will be mafsik. Now, another case. If a person has a grav shalvei and he puts it on, before we're speaking about that it was in front of the mita, he's in front of the mita and the tzoya is in the back of the mita, so we're saying that that's considered a hefsek. If the grav and the meira glayim are underneath the mita, or mechitzes amita megin at poches mishloisha samach laoret, and the mechitzes which come down from the mita are less than 3 tefachim from the ground. So afilu im hamita ba'atma eina gavoya yud, even if the mita is not yud tefachim tall, so we can consider that on top of the mitas are different rishus, shari likrei slivne hamita v'algabar, but a person is permitted to say a davar shepikdusha when he's on top of the mita, or he's in front of the mita. Damrinen lavod v'hamikim mechuse. So here we don't have a heter of mechitze because it's not 10 tefachim, but it's considered that it's covered. And by tzoya we have a heter of tzoya bashoshes. If it's covered, it's permissible. V'chol zek shemagia v'yecha. But if this will only help if the sole problem is the tzoya. But if he smells a reyach ra, so then a kisi will not help. But our mitas, so it comes out from the mita till the ground is 3 tefachim or more, so we can't say lavud, so then it's not considered covered either. Then let us just finish the lashon of the mechaber, v'chein im kofa aleihem keli. That means we had a few cases in the room, we had tzoya or meiraglayim or a graf, well, of it, so he said, if he'll cover that with a keli, af api shehim imoy babayis kayelu kekvurim umuta likreis kenegdo. It's covered with a keli, so then a kisiyot, keli, afilu yesh ktas aver ben akli lekark. That means he's covering the graph with a keli over it. So even though the keli over it does not touch the karka, there's a hefsek between the keli and the karka. Gain se baylik tzas mitadechet kolshu preis pchusa mishloisha tfochim. But if the keli that is covering the graf is less than 3 tfochim, till the karka, amrina lovut v'have kemachuse, so then it will help. Amna keli posuach lemaylo afilo poches mishloisha osa. But what is pshat if I have a graf in a receptacle, and it's inside the receptacle, and the top of the receptacle is open, and the opening of the receptacle is less than 3 tefachim, the diameter is less than 3 tefachim. There, it seems we will not say lavud, we say it's not called covered. There, it's not called, that means, in the first case, we turn the receptacle upside down, so it's covered. No, so if there's avish loisha, that doesn't help. There's no avish loisha, so then it will help. But if it's the other way around, that the kli is open and the tzoya is in the kli, so even though the diameter of the kli is less than 3 tefachim, this is not considered that it is covered because lamaisa the tzoya is completely open. So here I will not consider this. At Keilu, the Tzoya is covered. Peiches, Balkeri, Mutter, Bekriyashma. Zakt, the Mechaba. Kol hatmeyim, Koyrim, Batoyre. Everyone who is Tomei is permitted to be Kaiser, the Kaiser in Krishma, they call in Krishma, Umispalalim, and they can daven. There's no problem that they are Tomei. That means even though, I think the Lavush speaks out, even though Lagabi Soya Unmeiraglayim, there it is Aloha, Vahoya Machnecha Kodosh, and these things prevent to say Adovash Mekdusha, that's Tsoya Meiraglayim. But Tume, which is a Ruchniistic Indian, does not at all prevent to say Adovash Mekdusha. Kol HaTmeyim, Kairin Batere, V'Kairin Krishma, Mispalolim, it is, we can't compare Tume to Tsoya. Chutz mi Balkeri, but there's one Tome, a Balkeri, Shehoitziyoi Ezra mikol atmeim. Ezra HaSofer singled him out from all other Tmeim, Va'asoroi, and he asked him, Bein b'divrei Teire, Bein b'krishme utvile ad sheyitvel. And there was a takone of Ezra HaSofer that a Balkeri is not permitted to learn Torah, to say Krishma, and to daven. Till he tables himself. Now, the Mechaber is going to give one reason for this. We'll see Mishnah Berurah, a second reason. Kedei shelo yiyu talmidei chachomim mitzuyim eitzu nishoiseyim ketalmid olim. That means that the one of the reasons of this was that if we will put an Issa of Limud HaTorah, Tefillah and Krishma on a Balkeri till he tithes himself, so this will restrain people from being Motzei Eitzel Nishasem Ketan HaGolem, because they'll have difficulties going to a mikveh, and therefore that will hold them back from learning and davening. So Memele, that was one of the reasons why he made this takone, that you're not allowed, a Balkeri is also b'teire, b'tfile, or b'krishma. No, Ketav HaGolem, it seems the Schorim are also together, always together with the Nekevis. So it would be, that means in order to prevent this massive by the Talmidei Chachamim, or by Klal Yisrael, they should always be together, and this would enforce the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. I mean, there's an inyan of Mitzvahs Oina, Mitzvahs Peri V'Rivia, but it should be a steady affair that Chazal didn't want. So Memele, they made a deterrent, because if he's going, every time he's together, so Memele, then he's also Betvila and Betrishme, till he tables himself, and he didn't have a mikveh in his well, we're talking about all Torah, yeah, all Torah. Here we'll see his mutter, but Kaponim, Torah is also, and so Memele, that was a takon of Ezra Seifer. Ba'achar kach, afterwards, Bitlu Oisei Takona. They were Mevatel this Takona. We'll see Mishnah Berurah. It was a Takona that Rav Yisrael were unable to be Mekayim. It wasn't Poshat. It didn't spread out. It wasn't accepted by Rav of Klal Yisrael. They were unable to be Mekayim this. So this Takona became Bottle. The Midu Hadavar Aladin. So after the Bitlu of this takone, so now things are the way they were before the takone. That all tmeim amuter and teire and krishme, etc. So therefore, shav balkeri muti b'divrei teire, ube krishme, ube tvile, b'lai tvile, b'lai rechitza d'tisha kabin. We'll see tomorrow in the Mishnah Berurah, there was also an eitzer of shviches tisha kabin of water on a person, if one was unable to table himself. But they were mevatel this whole takona, v'chein Poshat HaMinig. So the Minig is now that we are not machma in the singing. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, so the reason that the Mechaber says is because Shlayir Tamidei Chachamim Mitzuyim Eitzel Nishesem Ketal Medoilot. What? I think so. I think the Bnei Teira, that the Bnei Teira should not... I think so. He speaks about Tamidei Chachamim Mitzuyim Shlayir Tamidei Chachamim. They wanted the Bnei Teira, they wanted to prevent them from the Amoratsim, it didn't bother them so much, but they wanted Tamidei Chachamim al Kaponim should not be between Eitzel Nishesayim Gitar Negoilim. That's one reason. And now the Mishnah Berurah says Vegam, a second reason, Ki Akeri Bo Mikalos Roish, that when a person is Maitzi Zegel of Atola, so it comes about usually through a matzav of Kalos Roish. The Divrei Teire Tzorech Liyois, Teire has to be learned in a different frame of mind. Liyois Be'emo V'yiro Reses V'zeyek Moi Be'eis Nesinosa. Just like when Teire was given, so the matzav of Klal Yisrael was with a tremendous awe, Ema and Yirim, and trembling, and there was Musha, that means that they realized who we are, we're accepting the Rabbeinu Shlom's Torah, and Zia, that means it was learned with all the Koiches, it was a tremendous undertaking, Kabbalah Satayah. So that's how Torah has to be learned. It's very interesting. I saw the Sheva Talevi brings down the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam says, Kol HaTmeyim, the Rambam in Peridal Mehuchas Tzula Halacha Dalla says as follows. Kol HaTmeyim Reichetzin Yideyim Bovat. That means, he's talking about Hilchus Tzul, a person is Tomei, there's no necessity for him when he wants to daven to go to a mikveh, washes his hands. Ketahirim, just like a toyer washes his hands before he davens, a Tomei also washes his hands. U'mispalalim, and he davens, so that's all what you need to daven, you have to wash your hands. U'kvar biyarnu, שעזרה תיקנס לא יקרו בלכרי בלבד דברי תוירה עד שיתוו. That a בלכרי should not learn. ובזדן שעומדו אחרי כן, that was תקונס עזרה. So the Rambam learns, there were two תקונס. One תקונס was, there was an, תוירה has to be learned in a different frame of mind with a tremendous awe and yirah. And Busha, and the themes about Keri is not in this frame of mind. So therefore Ezra says that he has to table himself before he learns Torah. But that's Torah. But if that's the reason, there's no reason not to bench. There's no reason not to learn Krishna. There's no reason not to daven. So the Rambam says, U'bezdin she'omdu achreke, u'bezdin after Ezra, he's kinu af letfile, so it's very good. It seems there's two reasons in the two takonos, because the reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is only applicable for Limud HaTorah. That one has to learn Torah the way Torah was given, with a tremendous awe and busha. So that's a din in Limud HaTorah. But now, Krishman Tfilah, so the Rambam says clearly, this was a later takon, and for a different reason in Gansan. So the Machaber that is speaking about all the halachas, so he gives this reason, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason, which is a reason for Limud HaTorah. but even my battle is stuck on it. When we come back in, Misha Yilza Linoid Velitpoil, a person, even though now there is no chiyuv to be tovel oneself, the takon is bottle, tovay olav broche. So my mele, this is a dovel choshuv. This is a dovel choshuv, that means it's not pshat, he's not accomplishing anything. It's tovay olav broche. They bring down that the Rambam wrote on himself, he never was mevatel this tvile, even though Mikra didn't, there's no chiyuv, but tovay olav broche, it's he will gain from this to the tare of tvile, will gain kedusha and his hasagis and tare will be much greater, much purer if he tovels himself. Vidavka, so he says, so there's zicha a mile in this tvile. But now one has to weigh the factors. That means if he wants to tovel himself before he learns Krishna, before he davens, he's a gavaldik, so he's accomplishing something. But we have to weigh what the price he's paying. If by going to the mikveh he will fapas this man Krishna, of a pastor's man tefillah, so then it's zicher, not this is a milse de chsiduse, and this is something meiker adim, so he should not be ma'acher this man krishma and tefillah because he wants to lain betare. The evshel, now the Mishneh Berurah says, now this is, seems this is a chiddush of the Mishneh Berurah, it seems he's misutrik, that means he'll go to the mikveh, he'll tovel himself, and he'll be able to daven b'yechides, but he won't be able to, he'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, he'll daven b'yechides. So what is more choshev? Is it more choshev to daven b'tare b'yechides, or tedavin betume betzibo? So the Mishneh Berurah is machia the filim ayedeze yizbato mitvila betzibo gam kein ein nochein lahachmer bozeh. It's not preferable. That means it's not preferable to be mevato tvila betzibo because he wants to daven betare. I think the Piskei Tshuva brings others a chilek on the Mishneh Berurah, and what? Yes, they say it's better. Who says it? Let's see in a minute who he brings it down from. It's not Tzvila B'Zman. It's not Tzvila B'Tzibul. Tzvila B'Tzibul. So just one second. It just says over here. Oh, Tilus Vasiki, they say.
If he's going to be on time, if he's not going to be on time,
one second. So just one. That's right. That some say Tilus Vasiki, that's right. There's a whole tum on this. There's a lot of Rishonim that hold that Lugabi Tfile, it's a deraise. Okay. The town of Gaila means that. I mean, that was the reason why they made the takone, that they should not be kaseda with the Noshim. So therefore, they put difficulties. If you become tamei, so you have to go to the mikveh. So that will deter the person. Lemaisa, he says, Yesh lohiris lemaisa. Who does he bring this down from? Very interesting. Things are in Chesed Yitzchak, Tshuvas van Hoggis, Rav Sternberg. Yes, so there are others that hold yes to hires lemaise b'mikre shenenas v'nisacher she'odim she'itva v'yispalo b'tara b'yechides v'yispalo b'tziba b'loy tvila. So, v'chol shkain she'odim tvila b'tara b'nei tvila s'vosikim. That he brings down a different place. How kapon does a machloikis?
Which
deal you say? That he brings with Antonievsky, okay. It matters. There's different minhagim. It's love davke the Hasidim and us. Rav Sternbuch is also, he also was machma. And that is chiluki day. So very by tefila b'tziba, but he says not to be machas man tefila. Oisa takone. Now the mavato this takone. Shehoisa gzeira shein roiv al tziba yechaimam lamitpo. Because this was roiv of the tziba was not able to be oimed in this takone. Ubitlua mishum bitul teizer mishum bitul piri v'rivi. That means this takone boomeranged. That people were not capable of going to table themselves right away. Perhaps it's difficult, but if they would do it, so then it would have accomplished what they wanted it to accomplish. But people were unable to do this, so it brought about either one of two results. Either they didn't learn, because it was too hard for them to go to the mikveh, so they didn't learn, so it was bitul Torah. Or the other alternative was Mishum Bitul Piri V'Rivi, or they felt that it's too difficult not to learn, so they Mavatul Piri V'Rivi, which is also not the intent of this takone. Haminig, so that's the minig, that there's no Yisr anymore. Mikol Mokim, Yesh Anshei Maise Shenoigim B'Takone Zu, there are Anshei Maise that have this minig, B'Toivlin, as Atzmon Lekiryon, this is a minig of Anshei Maise, and it seems it's Achoshe Vizach to be Mekai. Vim Kosha Aleyem Atvila, what is, if it's difficult for them to go to the mikveh, Roichetzin as Atzmon B'Tisha Kabin, and we'll speak about soon what the Zinyan of Tisha Kabin is. The Kosvu Achoinim, so now let's first go back to a mikveh. Sha'arboim so mayim shuvim ksherim litvila zu. That means even the water in the mikveh is not make shomim, it's not from a mayon, it's mayim shuvim, it comes from a keli. That means originally it wasn't a keli, now you're putting it into the mikveh. So mayim kshuvim, they were meiko, and you're allowed to out the stakone, they were meiko with mayim kshuvim. You don't have to have make shamim, you don't have to have a kosher mikveh lenoshim. Mikveh mayim kshuvim is also sufficient. V'chein, now there's a very interesting tumul. If you have a mikveh and the mikveh is being filtered. Is being filtered. The filters can say they're working. So, by a filter, there is a problem of zeichelin. Now, the problem of zeichelin is, let's speak about a portion of the case of zeichelin, and then we'll speak about if a filter applies to a psul of zeichelin. A psul of zeichlin is, let us say, you have a mikveh, a kosher mikveh, and there's a crack in the wall of the mikveh, and the water is seeping out. Water is seeping out. You have enough water there, but the water, okay, you have a crack by the bottom of the mikveh, and the water is seeping out. So this is a psul of Zeichon, and it's could be it's possible in that Torah. The water is not permitted to be make shamim. A mikveh is not permitted. It has to be contained in one mokim, and it shouldn't seep out. That is a psul of Zeichlin. So now others say by a filter, when they filter the water, so there's water coming out. They say usually you want to clean the water, so the filter that's taking out the water does not take out the water from the bottom of the mikveh. It takes it out from the top of the mikveh. Goes out. So there's one kula of Zeichlin, the whole psul of Zeichlin is I'm not allowed to be tovel in water that is Zeichel. But let's say my head goes underneath, let's say we have the mikveh is 4.5 feet tall, and the top of the mikveh, the water is going out of the mikveh into the pump. So my mele, and I submerge my head underneath the mokim haschile. So it's not considered I'm toivul myself. My tvile is tchila lebayla mimem, and I'm toivul myself underneath. So they say, so there's no problem of zeichlin. So therefore, if you have a swimming pool and it's also being filtered, this is also, and the water comes back into the mikveh, so they say there's no psul of zechila. They say if the pump is working and you want to take out the water, it seems that when the pump wants to take out the water, so it takes it out from the bottom of the mikveh, so then the whole water is going out, even though new water is coming in, that would be considered zeichlim, and that would not be a proper time to use the mikveh. But if it's only coming out from the top of the mikveh and it's being filtered, so others say that that's no problem. That's one thing. Now, and shulim is also good. V'chein tisha kabin u'gam kein b'mayim shulim. Tisha kabin, we'll see in a minute how much water this is. This is 3 kalim that is being thrown on a person, one after the other. So that's also good. V'afilu mishloisha kalim. So theoretically, what we're speaking about, we have 3 people and are taking 3 kalim, and after the 3 kalim, there's enough water of Tisha Kabin, which we'll speak about soon, how much this is, and people are throwing it one after the other without a hefsik. That's also called a tare. Uba'oifin shelo yafsik mishvichas kli echot hachiyaschel hasheini. So memela, that is called, it is good. If you have more than 3 kalim that are pouring on them Tisha Kabin, aim it stafen l'shir Tisha Kabin. And now, v'hine Tisha Kabin so she yishpoich olov, it has to be poured over the person, avaloi litvo b'soichot, not he tables himself in the Tisha Kabin, but it's poured over him. Bainim heim bekliyo bekalka. The hosho derech tvile binyan dafka boim so. If he's tevil himself, then you need a boim so. Bekalka kishar tvile. So memele, omikon mokem, he says something very interesting. Im nichnas chetsyo le mikveh, if a person went half of his body is in a mikveh, it means he's standing in the mikveh, half of his body is submerged in the mikveh, which is not an itar of tvila, and then on the other half, they're pouring Tisha Kabin on him, so there are 2 oifanim of tara, a half with tvila and half with Tisha Kabin. So that's a matter of kechidush. You can combine these 2 eifanim of tare, of zrikas tisha kabin and tvila, half the body betvila, and at the same time they're pouring on him tisha kabin. Yes.
The
That should be good, but point over yourself, yes, go over your hands also. That means it's a stickle problematic. But if you can do it, what? Now, that is not tefillah. It's tisha kap. So it matters. That if a person would do it, his hands would not be... No, it has to, we'll see 1 minute more, then we'll come to showers. So now, kosav, because of the Sefer Matei Ephraim, the Be'esh Shvichas Atisha Kabin Alohodom, Yeshloi Lamoid Zoku, he has to stand straight, Ushtei Yodav Munochim Neged Libe, his two hands are, Mamish, not, Vlayitra Koysim Bechibakarbe, Chak Perevach Tzav, Kadei Shiyavoyu Hamayim Gamsham. So it would be very difficult. There's a Sefer Hasidim that speaks about a case that he was able to, there was a big bucket on top of him, there was a string, and he pulled the string, and the bucket fell on top of him, so then he was able to do that. And it seems his hands were like this, if he'll take it with his hands, he won't be able to do it. Now, and then, V'yazir is a Shevchen Oshish V'Kenegit Gufay Mamish. Now, Vishir Tisha Kabin, let's just skip over what the numbers that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And I'd just like to say, the Piskei Tshuvah says, the Chazon Ish held that Lechatchila it should be 23 liters, B'Shas HaDchak 17 and a half liters, and we'll talk about the shower in a minute, and the Grachno says 18 liters, B'Shas HaDchak 12 and a half liters, and then here in the Mishnah Berurah they bring other shittas, other say, the Menchas Yitzchak said, the Menchas Yitzchak is 32 liters, so that we have a range from 32 liters to 12 and a half liters. That's the Machmir. Before we go, a shower, there are chiluki days about a shower, but the Piskei Tshuvah brings down, Roy Paiskim hold a shower is good. Now, so he says, if one wants to be sure, again, you can't have more the pressure of the water, but Al Kapani says between 3 and 4 minutes. 3 or 4 minutes should be Yaitse L'chol HaDayis, and you'd have this shear, and you'd have this Tisha carpet. So that... It'll never work. That they say. That the Minchas Yitzchak says this cheshbon. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's what you're able to find out. Yeah, if you need the... That's how the Minchas Yitzchak says this chesed. He says, I can't tell you a number. He says, I'm going to fill up a keli and then multiply it by that. That's right. That's 100%. For a notion. We're talking about a notion, not notion. Yeah, a notion. Yeah. So a notion, so he says, normally it's kosher. The whole problem is, the worst it could be, it's shuvim. So shuvim is also kosher. And the filter, he says, the filter is only on the top. So my mail was so it shouldn't be too much of a problem. Okay. No, ladies, you have to need. Mayim shuvim is no good. You need. By the way, what? So then, I mean, and when we're going to be ask a Shaila. Okay, but and these things you need a Moira Hero. I mean, we're speaking about Isuri Kores. The coming back is no problem. The leaving is a problem. It's leaving the mikveh. But now, so Zeichle means that it leaves the mikveh. So that would is coming back on helps the situation. It's what? It wouldn't help if there's a psul of schila, but they said on that psul, if you submerge yourself underneath the schila, that means if it's going out from the bottom, it won't help. Because the whole water is going out. It's coming back again. But that's called Mayim Zoichlan. Oh, the filter. The filter's on the top. Yeah. So that's good, but you should make sure to table yourself underneath the schila. Yeah. Because the mokim that it's Zoichl is no good.
It was never
about the personal entry. There are such secrets that hold like that. I don't know, the Rishon Lezion, there's Machmir, that means Meikah.